Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you asked?
Happy New Year. Yeah, you said you used to say Christmas gift. Did you ever say anything like that on New Year's?
No, we just always said Happy New Year, but Christmas was the main, I guess, the main thing. But I know my father was always the first one out, and he'd always say, he'd try to beat us all.
Well, suppose you're walking down the street and you see something very pretty in the window and you think, well, that's a nice watch or something. Let's find out how much that
costs.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you're talking about hunting. Two men are going hunting and, well, let's say one man is trying to talk you into it. You may say, well, I don't want to go. It was all right last year, but there are darn few rabbits around here because the game is getting what? The game
scared, is getting something else.
Mm-hmm. You say at the first of the month the bill becomes
due.
And if you belong to an organization, you have to pay your
dues.
And suppose you run out of sugar, you might send your little boy next door to what?
Borrow.
Now, on these sleds we were talking about a little while ago, did you ever take a run and a hop and fall on your stomach, go sliding down the hill? What did you call that?
Jelly basket.
Mm-hmm. Well, they call those all sorts of different things in different parts of the country. Where I lived in Iowa, we used to say, take a slam.
Take a slam.
You know, take a slam, and you never hear that around here. Nowhere
else.
Never
heard this.
Say belly buster, belly whopper, belly flopper, not nothing like that. Well, if a little boy puts his head down on the floor, you say, and flips his feet over, goes head over. Ever hear anybody say Somerset?
Somerset, we used to say.
Yeah.
Somersault.
If you got across a stream one way, now you want to use a word that tells how you got across the stream. You couldn't, there's no bridge, you couldn't walk over it. It was deep over your head and you couldn't wade through it. So you say, I just, what?
Jumped over?
Well, it's too wide to jump over.
Swam across it.
Mm-hmm. And
depends on the weather.
Suppose he. Well, it's pretty calm.
Around.
Yeah. Well, if he jumps out on the end of a board and does that before he gets into the river,
he's a diver.
Suppose he did it last week. You say he did what? In the,
he died.
Mm-hmm. Suppose he never came up. Then how would you say he died? Say he was
drowned,
or he was what? How did he die? I suppose you ask somebody, the man at the police station, the person has been found dead in the river, and the policeman asks, how did he die? What was the cause of death? How did he die? And you say he was what?
By drowning.
Well, or he was what? One of the
drowned.
Yesterday, if you were standing on the ground 1 minute, the next minute you were up this high on a tree, what would you say you did as far as the tree was concerned? What did you do?
How did he got up there, you mean?
Yeah. All right, you might say, I have often done that. You want to express that action. I have often what?
I've often climbed a tree.
Mm-hmm. If you want to find out, what would you say if a person got in last night, a little girl got in a position to pray, how would you express that? You'd say
kneeled.
She...
Or nailed.
which one would it be?
What was it, last night? You say now? She knelt to pray, nailed.
Mm-hmm.